Rebel play-by-play guy in Con Gonzaga for a long time now. Tom Hudson joins us. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Jim, I don't often come on shows where we talk about metaphors and astrophysicists and the meetings and songs. I like this. We're highbrow here.
I don't know if we're highbrow. We just we get off into our own little tangents.
We're occasionally not lowbrow.
We try to not be, well, occasionally we're also very lowbrow too, to be quite honest. We're very middle schoolish.
We're all sorts of brows.
Hey, and speaking of which, by the way, isn't it funny when you get a little bit older and you start seeing the lyrics of the songs that that you liked when you were a kid, and you're like, wait, what? The title of the song, you're like, what? Okay, that's what they were doing.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
very
eye opening.
Yeah, huh?
I had no idea that was
on me. What? Wait, I thought we were just. Wait, what?
There's a certain age you realize all rock songs from the 70s and 80s are talking about two things: drugs or sex.
Pretty much it. Yeah, and a lot of that with AC/DC.
Yes, and a lot of times both.
Sometimes, yes, both subjects at the same time. Well, Tom, Gonzaga, of course, scores off against Purdue coming up tomorrow in the Sweet 16, and these guys have faced each other before. It's a rematch going back to the Maui Invitational back in November, where Zach Edey, the big fellow for Purdue, 25 points, 14 rebounds, three blocks in the victory, 73-63 over Gonzaga. A lot of things have changed, certainly for Gonzaga, who have gone from being a team, as we talked about when he came on with us before, being a team that may not even get into the tournament, to here they are once again in the Sweet 16. But the ninth straight season for Mark Few, is that correct? The ninth straight year there in the Sweet 16?
Yeah, ninth straight Sweet 16, which is pretty crazy. It ties the record with, I think, Duke of North Carolina in the modern era, right, since they expanded back in 85. So, yeah, it's been a crazy run, like you said. I mean, we went from people thinking that we had no business to, you know, to being here in Detroit. And then I laughed because, you know, we're playing that first game against McNeese, and, you know, it seems like everybody in the world is saying that that's the 12-5 upset this year. And then 2 days later, we're playing Kansas, and we're a favorite. You know, you're trying to figure out what in the world people are doing with their thoughts and their storylines and their narratives. It's crazy. And kudos to Coach Few and our players, because, you know, I think they kind of figured out, hey, we've got to try some different stuff. We need to mix some things up a little bit, and we're just going to go ahead and just work through this, you know. And they put down their phones and stopped listening to social media and just got going. And you know, we're seeing it now. I mean, we've won, I think, 16 of our last 18 games, and they're really on the right track, which has been fun to see. And it is going to be interesting to see Purdue again. Like you said, we saw them in Honolulu back in November. We actually played them at the PK85 in Portland the year prior, and they really put it on us 2 years ago, or they're, you know, 18 months ago. But, you know, this last time was interesting. We were actually ahead at halftime. We missed our last 16 three-point shots in that first meeting, if you can imagine that. we were 0 for 16 to end it, and lost by 10. So it's going to be interesting to see. Like you said, we're a lot different. I think they're different. I think they're a little bit better. Right? I mean, Edey is ridiculous how good he is. I mean, he has dominated us in those two meetings, you know, numbers-wise. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, kind of the general thought is, what do? Do you let him go ahead and get his, you know, 25 and at 20 and try to stop everybody else? And, you know, people say that. You're like, yeah, that's easy. But then the problem is, if he's getting his 25 and 20, they have a pretty good chance of winning too. So I'm interested to see how things work out tomorrow night here in Detroit.
One of the things that we talked about before the tournament started, Tom, was with Zach Edey, that at times as you know, two-time, you know, player of the year, as good as he can be, there are times he just flat out, for as big as he is, he just disappears during stretches of games. You can't say that right now in the tournament. He's averaging 27 points per game, almost 18 rebounds per game, three blocks per game through the first two rounds. And so Zach Edey, for those of us that were like, you know, sometimes plays a little soft, sometimes he disappears, he has been very much front and center for Purdue during this tournament run.
Yeah, he has. He's been ridiculous. And I saw right after the game, they were talking to him, and he was like, hey, you know, I didn't come back here to make it to the Sweet 16. You know, we didn't come back to be settled with making the second weekend. And it does kind of feel like he's on this mission, you know, because Purdue's had some problems in the tournament here, you know, over these last couple of years. And so, yeah, he's playing great. And it sounds like he is dialed in and ready to go. I'm interested to see, like I said, how we defend him. We have enough big bodies I think that, and you're just not going to, like you said, unless he completely disappears, maybe. But, you know, you're not going to completely shut him down. You know, I think the, for me, so much with him, and we've seen it all year, and articles have been written, and people talk about it, is the foul situation, right? And I was just reading an article, and he draws almost 10 fouls a game, but somehow he only fouls people less than twice a game. You know, I read a stat where it's like, you know, in his last 67 games, he's had four fouls like six times. And if you watch the way he plays, like you said, Jim, he's so big and he's kind of gangly. I think he's very athletic for being 7'4", but all of the contact and all the stuff that goes on, to think that he doesn't commit more than two fouls a game is an interesting deal. It just is. And I understand it's hard to officiate him because of his size and, you know, because of his strength. So I think that's going to be interesting to see, you know, kind of where that number goes. Because, you know, if your big guy's getting foul trouble, then I don't know that you have much of a chance unless you make, you know, 18 or 20 threes in a game.
Gonzaga voice Tom Hudson with us, joining us from Detroit, where the Bulldogs take on number one seed Purdue coming up tomorrow in the Sweet 16. You know, it's something else in ZD, Edie's obviously played a big role in this, Tom, with almost 18 rebounds per game. Boilermakers have out-rebounded teams in the tournament 97-49. What does Gonzaga do to combat that particular aspect of trying to make that, at least the disparity, not that as dramatic when they square off coming up tomorrow?
Well, and that's going to be one of the huge keys, right? And we've been kind of hit and miss in that department this year, Jim. There are times where you feel like, okay, hey, we've got this thing going okay. And not that we're dominating, but at least we're kind of playing even on the glass. And there have been some games where we've just been absolutely blasted. And that can't happen. And I think the scary thing for Purdue, with their rebounding, with their scoring, with everything else, is, you know, Edie gets so much attention. But when you look at the rest of the guys they have on that team, you know, they're good and they're physical, you know. And I mean, it seems like every guy, you know, you're going through and you're putting your notes together to get ready for the game. And, you know, everybody's a former Mr. Indiana basketball, you know. I mean, these guys know how to play the game. They've got some big, strong kids. And, you know, they brought in Lance Jones from Southern Illinois, who's been a great, you know, addition for them defensively and rebounding it. So it's really interesting, right? Because you say, okay, well, Edie's getting 18 rebounds a game in the tournament, but like you said, I mean, they're averaging almost 50. So they're coming from other places too. And I think that's the thing, is you have to be able to chase down the long ones and the, you know, kind of get to the loose ones and not let it turn into a deal where they really are getting it time and time again. Because, you know, especially on the offensive end, with each offensive rebound they get, and then they reset, and then you've got to try to defend Edie again, and your big guys are just getting pushed around and knocked around, and that takes a toll. So it is going to be interesting. That's going to be one of the things we really have to do. And again, not necessarily win the rebounding battle, but we have to be competitive there, because if not, you know, they get some of those rebounds and kick it out. I mean, they lead the country in three-point shooting at 41%, you know, because I think they get a lot of them, you know, because Edie can pass out of double teams and off of offensive rebounds. So if we're giving up offensive rebounds and they're getting wide open looks, it's going to be a very short stay in Detroit for the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Tom Hudson joining us today from Detroit, side of the Sweet 16, where Gonzaga squares off against Purdue tomorrow. Mentioned the game out in Hawaii, the 10-point loss for Gonzaga to Purdue in that matchup back in November, and that you guys had the lead in the first half of that game. What went right in that game when they had the lead, and what can they maybe take? What can Mark Few, Tom, take from that game that might be of some assistance coming up tomorrow?
Well, you know, what was interesting, Jim, was, you know, we actually shot the three well early, you know, ironically, before we went ice cold. And I think we're going to have to knock down some shots. One of the big keys for us this year, I mean, the stat is glaring. You know, in our seven losses, we're shooting less than 20% from behind the three-point line. And in our wins, we're shooting somewhere in the vicinity of 39%. And that doesn't mean we have to go, you know, 15 for 28 necessarily. I mean, we won at Kentucky, I think we made five, but we did it on nine shots. You know, we didn't go five for 22. And so I think that was something that the game started that way, is that we were shooting it well, and then we just went ice cold. And the other thing that's going to be interesting for us, you go back, and, you know, I was looking at the box score yesterday. You know, Ben Gregg has moved into our starting lineup for Dusty Stromer. Ben only played 18 minutes in that game, and Dusty played about 31. And obviously putting Ben in the lineup, we put him in the middle of January, and this team has really taken off with that lineup change. So I think we're a little bit different. I think Graham Ike is in better shape. You know, Ryan Nemhard really struggled in that game. We kind of felt like early in the season maybe he was forcing stuff a little bit, and right now he's playing unbelievable basketball. I mean, he has, in his last five games, he has 54 assists. He just set the school record for most assists in the game. He had 12 against Kansas. So he seems to have a real good, you know, kind of finger on the pulse of the game right now. So he's playing a lot better. So I think making three-point shots there helped us early on to get that lead, and I think we were pretty competitive. But well, we really are a different team right now, I think. So that's going to be interesting, too, to see that matchup. And, you know, hopefully Ben can continue to play well for us. And then, you know, again, if Ryan is playing good, that's going to be a heck of a point guard matchup between him and Braden Smith, because Smith's one of the best point guards in the country. So that'll be an intriguing matchup, too.
You know, I'm shooting a three, and right now you guys are trending in the right direction heading into Purdue. 50% in the tournament, 18 for 36 during the first two rounds. So the thing that worked the last time against Purdue, it's clicking right now for Mark Few and the Bulldogs, no doubt about that. And I do want to ask you a little bit about Anton Watson, who had the 21 points against Kansas. Nolan Hickman had 17. You've had five players reach double digits in both tournament games. So three-point shooting's been good. Scoring's been really good for Gonzaga through the first couple of games.
It has. We've been clicking and moving. And, you know, that Kansas matchup, I think, for both teams was great. You know, anymore, it feels like any of these tournament games that it's clutch and grab and hold. And, you know, nobody's moving. And it was great to, you know, both teams kind of getting up and down the floor. Coach Few didn't like it. I was joking about our coach's show on Monday. I said, hey, it was free-flowing. It was great. He's like, we didn't play any defense. What are you talking about? I was like, well, yeah, but, you know, sitting courtside watching the ball go in the basket was kind of fun. And watching the teams run back and forth was really cool. But it was that first weekend was great for us because we did get out and we did run. And you talk about the three-point shooting. You know, it feels like, too, right now, our shooters are the guys that are taking those shots. And for as silly as that sounds, right, I mean, you even go back to our Purdue matchup, one of the things that they wanted to try to do was to get Graham Ike, you know, to step out and shoot some threes to try to draw Edie away from the basket. Well, the only problem is Graham doesn't shoot threes very much. You know, we thought maybe he could. He's only shot a handful since Hawaii. And so, you know, that part of the plan kind of backfired. I think he was 2 for 6 shooting threes. So it's been interesting because the guys, even like I said, Ryan, who has been good shooting the basketball here of late, doesn't shoot, you know, in high volume. So, you know, mostly it's been Nolan Hickman, who's been kind of our volume guy. Ben Gregg has been a volume guy for us here. You know, Anton can knock some down. So it's been the right guys. Dusty Stromer, you know, had a great game against McNeese. It's been an up and down freshman year, but he is a very good shooter. So, Jim, I do think that's been a big key, is that the right guys have been taking our 3-point shots, and we haven't been forcing them, which has been, you know, another big key for this team. Because I think, like I said, early on in the year, I think guys probably trying to, you know, establish their roles and figure out who they were. Maybe we're forcing it a little bit. So, yeah, Gonzaga's shooting it well right now. And like I said, I think it's the right guys who are taking the shots.
Of course, that game coming up tomorrow in Detroit between Purdue and Gonzaga, 5:30 our time. We'll have our coverage on Westwood One. But I strongly encourage, check out the work of Tom Hudson. A Varsity app, correct? You're on the Varsity app? So,
yes, check Varsity app, yep.
And Adam Morrison still doing the games with you, correct?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so check out Tom and Adam coming up tomorrow on the Varsity app and listen to the Gonzaga broadcast. You guys do a fantastic job.
No, Jim, thanks. I appreciate it. It's great being on with you. And let's do this from Phoenix next week, huh? That'd be kind of fun.
I like that. That sounds good. Now, it's going to have to be early in the week because I'm going to Iowa later in the week. So
you're
going to go out to Iowa.